Hi, everybody. We're here. Time to sit back and relax for just 5 minutes while you listen to some good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. First, I'm going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News because they're what ranchers read. If you've got ranching roots, or you've got an appreciation for ranching, or you're deep in the heart of ranching, it doesn't matter. Tri-State Livestock News has something for you. Go to TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News.
One of the premier events in the Midwest is coming up starting January 31st in Rapid City. Yep, you know, it's the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. And you can go to blackhillsstockshow.com, start getting your tickets rounded up for the Eon Munsick concert on February 7th, and a whole lot more. The Western Art Show, the Bullfighters Only, the Ranch Rodeo, the Regular Rodeo, blackhillsstockshow.com is where you learn more. And Kim, what are you going to teach us about today?
I've got a cute little story I'm going to share.
Oh, I would have never thought that.
A bunch of early morning get-together and chat boys were meeting at 6:30 next to Margot's Coffee Hutch, which has some of those flavored coffees you can get at Rodeo Drive or at Times Square in the big city. It was a tad chilly, so we were meeting inside the store rather than leaning on the back of Gus Barnes's old Dodge pickup. Right in the middle of our chat, Martha O'Brien came running, flapping her little arms like she was trying to fly. In fact, they were flapping about so fast, almost as fast as her gums, as she commenced to explain how cold it was at her place out on the Collins Mills Road. Well, we listened to how cold it was, milking the cows and slopping the hogs at 5:30 a.m. this time of year, and she was already whining about how bad it will be in February. Finally, Hank had heard enough and stopped her right in her things are so bad and not apt to get better tracks. That's when he described the Wenta weight theory that he and Violet had always subscribed to. He explains to Martha that the only reason she is cold is that she didn't eat enough doughboys and donuts at the Broadus Fair last fall. He considered it a wasted effort if he doesn't put on 15 to 20 pounds during the annual agriculture extravaganza. The way he figures it, you can keep warm by simply bulking up in the fall, and the secondary benefit is that you can save enough money on heating oil, sweaters, and coats that you can buy even more donuts and doughboys at next year's fair. Hank says that he and Violet have used this approach for years with huge success, and when asked what his cholesterol count was, he responded that he never went far enough in school to learn to count that high. Then Hank sat down, took a deep breath, and asked someone to open the door so he could get some air. Martha went to the bakery, apparently figuring better late than never.
Bears bulk up for the winter, right?
That's right.
Here's a story of the day called Boyhood Dreams. The author on this is unknown. A boy once said to God, "I know what I want when I grow up." He proceeded to give God his list: to live in a big house with two St. Bernards, to marry a tall, blue-eyed woman, to have three sons, one who will be a senator, one a scientist, the other a quarterback. He also wanted to be a mountain climber and drive a red Ferrari. As it turned out, the boy hurt his knee one day while playing football. He could no longer climb trees, much less mountains. He married a beautiful and kind woman who was short with brown eyes. Because of his business, he lived in an apartment in the city and usually rode the subway. He had three loving daughters, and they adopted a fluffy cat. One daughter became a nurse, one an artist, and one a music teacher. One morning, the man awoke and remembered his boyhood dream. He became extremely depressed, heartbroken. He called out to God, "Remember when I was a boy and I told you all the things I wanted? Why didn't you give me those things?" "I could have," replied God, "but I wanted to make you happy."
That's very interesting.
Definitely a lesson there, isn't there?
That's right. Hey, the inauguration is coming up, so I'm going to leave you with a quote here from George Washington. Not about inauguration, just something from a president. "Labor to keep alive in your chest that little spark called conscience." Again, that's George Washington. He said those great words in 1748.
All right, I'm going to top that with a newspaper classified ad.
I like these.
"Man wanted to work in dynamite factory. Must be willing to travel." I don't know where those came from. They're just funny newspaper classifieds. Keep sending that stuff to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And, of course, keep listening to the good stuff.